All right. Well, praise the Lord. Good to see y'all here this evening. And those of us that are online, too, welcome. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Shout to the Lord.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, let every breath and all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down.
Sorry. Yeah. No, this is 532 only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Amen. Anybody have a pick of him this evening? All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. 779? Alrighty. Great. All Fly Away. 779. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Just when the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. All fly away, oh glory, all fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, all fly away. Just a few more weary days and then all fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, all fly away. All fly away, O glory, all fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, all fly away. Amen. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you can. Okay. Yeah, whenever you want. Yeah. All right. 368. Cool. Let's see what's on 368. He lives. Okay, great. My server risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Amen.
I don't have any music. It's just, yes, sir. I picked this song up a long time ago. It's been a while. And I did sing it one time, but I don't remember if I even had the music back then either. But anyway, I'll go ahead and start the music now. I ask the Lord to comfort me when things weren't going my way. He said to me, I will comfort you and lift your cares away. I ask the Lord to walk with me when darkness was all that I knew. He said to me, never be afraid, for I will see you through. I didn't ask for riches. He gave me wealth untold. The moon, the stars, the sun, the sky, and he gave me eyes to behold. Now I thank the Lord for everything, and I count my blessings each day. He came to me when I needed him. I only had to pray. And he'll come to you if you ask him to. He's only a prayer away.
Can you hear me now?
Hear you now.
So, you know, right now, like we usually do on Wednesday, we sing some songs. And then we take some prayer requests and some praises. Glad to see everybody online tonight. Glad to have you there. So, praises. I know Maddie and Terry is a praise and a prayer, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on so far? What's the report? James, you gonna give her the mic?
Yeah, she
didn't want it
that time.
Nah, everybody needs to hear. People online don't hear.
So she said that it's a blessing to be there. She said you just can't imagine what it's like over there until you've been there. It has really humbled her. So all good reports. I understand that lots of people have been coming to Jesus up there, yeah. And it's just been it has been great. She has just told me how wonderful it is to be with the kids. She said that has been the greatest part for her, to be able to love on those kids and just, she said it's amazing.
I guess the worst part is the travel time, huh? 4 hours each way?
No, it was more like 8 or 9 hours each way.
What?
It was a long trip. But
wow.
She said KLM took really good care of them. She was exhausted, but she said it was a great flight. She said it's just been wonderful.
Great.
And how much more time are they going to be there?
They are coming back Monday, so they will leave Sunday. They're okay. Going on a safari tomorrow. They've done 2 days of clinics, and in the 2 days of clinics that they did, they've seen 1,150 patients in 2 days.
Wow. So
but it's been a blessing from what I understand.
And the prayer request is for safety, for travel,
safety.
And, you know, all the work they do still.
Exactly.
Dealing with everything.
Exactly.
We're on praises. Any other praises?
I got one. You know, my friend Jeff I was praying for, we were praying for every Wednesday night. You know, he's in remission with zero signs of cancer cells. He still has a few more months of treatment, and then he will go into maintenance plan with a trial pills. So I talked to him, you know, and he's doing a lot better. This guy here, man, he's a worker like myself in oil field business. And he was not prepared for this. Mm. He thought he was made out of steel. A lot of us guys out there doing that kind of stuff do. And this blindsided him. And he doesn't really know Jeff, but it's humbled him. You know what I mean? And just be able to talk to him. He's kind of hard to talk to about the Lord and all that kind of stuff. But I just pray that, you know, the Lord comes into his life. I pray that he knows the Lord. You know, I don't know where he stands. I've talked to him a few times. He's kind of so-so. But anyway, God does. So I do want to pray for his salvation and just pray that.
Can you pray for him?
Huh?
Can you pray
oh,
for
yeah,
him?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I just lift this prayer request up to you. Jeff Justin, a friend of mine, we've been praying for him, Lord, and we just thank you for this good news, Lord. And we know that you, I believe that you had something to do with it. And I just pray that Jeff comes to know you, Lord. He's a good friend of mine, and I just want to see him up in heaven. And God, I pray for all these guys at work. You know, I'm not there no more. I'm not talking no more. So I miss that, but I pray for all of these guys, you know, and did they come to know Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for this prayer that we've been praying for. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Mr. Vicky?
I'm getting in trouble if I don't get the mic here.
I want to pray for my granddaughter, Kenzie Lynn. She's in the hospital with severe kidney infection. They were afraid that she was going to have damage to the kidney. She was complaining a couple of months ago with back pain from falling through the roof, but they said that there was no sign of damage to that, but this is all caused from the kidney. I can't pronounce the word, but sepsis infection. It could be dangerous. It's very dangerous.
It can be.
Yes, she's on antibiotics, IV, four different kind right now. And Mama, she's up there with her, staying 24/7. The hospital's letting her. And then also I'd like to pray for Fred and Ann. They got home this morning at 1 o'clock from his little round. He was low on magnesium, and they gave him several doses of that. So they are at home right now.
I know we're talking to him today, too. He has a lot of trouble eating.
So, yeah, he has problem eating and other little problems.
Well, not eating, pray but for holding
Ann
food
too.
Down.
Yeah, pray for Ann. She's got a little bit of that, too, because they both have the COVID. She told me that this morning. So let's keep them in our prayer, too.
James, would you pray for that prayer also?
What was her name?
Kenzie.
Dearly Father, we just lift up little Kenzie to you, Lord, and we just, again, thank you for what you're doing in this, Lord, and we just pray that you heal them, get them back on their feet, Lord, and Lord, you know all that what Miss Vicky just said, and you're listening, Lord, I know that, God, and I didn't get it all down, and I won't be able to repeat it like she just repeated it, but God, you're in it. And just take care of them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Any other prayer requests? Anything else?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes.
From Rebecca Woods, my friend's son that I asked for prayer for, his trial came out, a hung jury. Pray for the family after trial. They all have COVID. A girl that sat with them was sick.
John, can you pray for that?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for just having the opportunity to gather together in your name, Lord. And Lord, as we bring these petitions to you, Lord, may your will be done in each one of them, Lord. We ask on this Jeremiah's friend's son that is going through this trial, Lord, we ask that you be in it, that your voice will be heard throughout all this, Lord, and you'd be honored and glorified by what's going on, Lord. Lord, again, may your will be done. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
We lift up Ronnie Holman and Miss Secor. Heavenly Father, we just lift up Ronnie to you, Lord, as he has this cancer, Lord, and we just ask you to be with him and Nancy, Lord, and just put a healing touch on him and pray that he gets some good news to find a way to give him some medicine for this cancer. God, you can heal him. We know that, Lord, but just give him peace and peace of mind and rest, Lord, and Nancy. And, Lord, we lift up Miss Secor to you, Lord, as, you know, she's a great minister here, Lord. It's just always sending birthday cards out and praying for people. But we'll pray for her, Lord, as she's ailing too. Lord, if she has a hard time moving about, just pray. We pray that you just give her energy, Lord, and guidance, Lord, and just keep her going. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Anything else? Anything else online, Jeremiah? No? Anything else? Nothing. Okay, Ron's got one.
I just want to, one of the guys that come and buy stuff from our shop, his son is around 10 or 12, and he's fixing to have to go get his kneecap had twisted all the way around, and they're going to have to do a lot of surgery on his feet and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Would you mind praying for him, Ron?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to lift up this young boy, Wade's son. I don't know what his name is, but I know that he predicted that in the near future that he's going to have to take his son and get a lot of leg and foot surgery done for him, Lord. We just pray for the doctors that are doing this procedure, that they that you guide their hand through all of this, Lord, and that you could heal him if that be your will, Lord. But we pray for the doctors to have a successful surgery so that he'll be able to walk as normally throughout his life, Lord. And we just pray for the family as they go through all of this, Lord, that you watch over and touch them. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anything else? And don't forget what the Lord says. You don't have because you don't ask. So if you got something, bring it on.
I'd like to lift Miss Bicky up also in prayer for her back, her shoulders, her knee. She's got an appointment to see the doctor about her knee, so she'll have an injection in there and just lift her up. There's just so many people that are hurting, and there's just such a great need for prayer that we lift each other up and we hold each other up, and just continue to do that always. Father, I come to you, Lord, and I lift Miss Bicky up to you, Lord. I pray that you will strengthen her, give her her rest that she needs, that she will be stronger. But, Lord, that you will take her body and you just will heal her completely, Lord, that where she needs the healing, Lord. You know where to touch her, Lord. And we rely on you always, Lord, and we know that we are in your hands and that you are just the most powerful God. And we thank you for all that you do for us and that you just hold us and we can just lift each other up, Lord, to you in our prayers, Lord. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anything else? Thank you, James. The pastor is out on funeral. He had a funeral service to attend out of town. And I think he's traveling back this morning. It's like an 8-9 hour trip, I think he was saying. So he won't get in until later tonight. So he asked me if I'd fill in for him. I said, no problem, you know. Always like doing it for him. We're on 2 Timothy chapter 3, if you turn there. And while you're turning there, let's say a little prayer. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, today. Lord, let's put these words into our heart, Lord, and so we could be more like you, Lord. And this message I put together today, Lord, just let it be on everybody else's heart of what we're dealing with in today's world, Lord. So it's all about just coming to you and praying about it. Whatever struggles we have, you know, Lord, we just have to just bring them to you, Lord. Again, thank you for this opportunity, and we all love you, Lord, and just We also have, we all do have other prayers in our hearts, Lord, you know, that we didn't mention. Lord, just, you know what they are. We pray this in your holy, precious name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Everybody there say amen. I think I didn't hear all, too many amens. I guess they, okay. That sounds better. Would you please stand for God's word if you can? To know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. I'll repeat that. This know also, that in this last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, that really means they don't have any self-control, fierce, despiser of all those that are good, traitors, headedly minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, just put these words also into our hearts, Lord. Pray this in your name. Amen. You know, I could add to that list. You know, when it says prayerless times have come, how about this list? How about the shootings at schools? Does that kind of relate? Schools, malls, issues with the government. You know, we have, you know, we actually had, you know, some people in government got shot. You know, that one lady. Grocery stores, parades. July 4th had a parade. Movie theaters, even churches. There's no safe place where these shootings happen. And I always thought God's house right here is a safe place to be. But you just don't know all the evilness in this world. And what they do, and it's just hard to comprehend the evil that these thoughts and why they do it. You can see a lot of them, they use these big rifles, and there are a lot of them are younger kids, and I just can't understand it, though. But, you know, we all know it's not the guns, it's a person, you know. So, you know, we got to pray for that in our country. Other things in our life, we struggle, you know, especially with all this evil, but there's things in our life that we deal with, you know, that we hear about all these shootings. And what does that do to us? It puts that fear into us, right? But what does God say about fear? Where does fear come from? Huh? Yeah, fear comes from Satan. It's not from God. So the fear is, you know, it's we got to pray about it. We just got to pray to God, help us through these times. Other issues in life that we hear on the news, hear on the radio, how about all these protests going on? The government issues, the president with all the decisions he's making, all the politicians, we don't know who's on whose side. The heat we're dealing with, the fires we're dealing with, the rising gas prices we're dealing with, the rising food costs we're dealing with. The utility bills are going up by 50%. That's ours went up by 50%. We're dealing with all of that. Robbery is going on because people are losing jobs, don't have money, so to go out and steal and rob. We all have health issues that we're concerned about ourselves or about our family or about our friends. You know, just like Fred and Ann, this COVID thing is coming back again. And here we are. We might be hearing, we got to wear a mask again. We're going to have to get the shots again. So, you know, we're dealing with all that, with these shootings and all these other things. In our finances, with everything going up, you go, man, Lord, my finances, well, I don't think I can make it. You know, I'm struggling now. You know, so help me with our finances. But you know, let me tell you something about finances. I did a lot of that at work. People complained they weren't making enough money. But a lot of it, you got to watch. I said, man, you need to watch what you spend. They're more worried about the things they don't have than the things they do have that God blessed them with. They're more concerned about that. Man, look at what God gave you already. Aren't you satisfied? you know. So with the finances, you know, people do struggle, and that is legit. But, you know, so today, this world with, you know, like James, he says in Sunday school, man, I don't even like turning TV on. Right, James? Why? All we do is get upset and we hear all this bad news. And this is where our world has come to. Perilous times are here. Okay? They're here. So, what do we do with this thing? We go to, if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to be in verses 6 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 through 9. Anybody there yet? All right, amen. Any more amens? I think we got some more. Okay, I can see the faces. 4, 6 through 9. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellency of his power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side. Okay? We are troubled on every side. Yet not distressed. Why aren't we distressed? Because we got God. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You may think you're at the end of the rope in our lives, but we're never at the end of hope. A hope in our Lord. Okay? As bad as it gets, that's why I leave this sing that song today. It was just tied in with the message today. And she told me the words is, yeah, you need to bring that on. So yeah, it's you know, we have that hope. Even though through all this things we're facing. Now Paul wrote this to the Corinthian church that he was facing issues with his members and issues with the church. He said, I'm a servant of God, and whatever it takes, I just got to keep on trucking. My job is to build unity and to bring the truth of God's word. And whatever he faced, he kept on. You know, he had hardship, you know, at the church, too. Like I said, we have hardships at the church. You know, today's church is some issues that we have that the church faces now. Now, let's get away from ourselves and society. Let's talk about the church. Roe v. Wade. Church, we were really glad that it was overturned by the Supreme Court. But now, it's being, you know, trying to be pushed back. You know, the states have the control. But again, it's all these protests going on. There is a group I pull up on YouTube of ladies, about eight of them in a circle. And they were doing this. And it zoomed in. They had a Bible on the ground, and they were kicking the Bible. They were kicking God's word. That one girl said, read the other one. She says, I don't care what the Bible says. My body, my right. This is what the world's coming to that the church faces. Now you hear a lot about they want to, like, legalize gay marriage. You know, what's the church doing? That's, church is being attacked again. Shootings at the church, I've mentioned that. On the news yesterday, people breaking into churches, destroying the churches. This is what we're dealing with the church. How about this one? Prayers are taken out of the schools. Remember that one school shooting a couple years back? He says, where was God when all these little kids were being shot? And that one pastor said, y'all took God out of the school. What's the deal? You took him out. You didn't want to have prayer time. You didn't want to bring him up. And now you're saying, where was God? God's saying, where were you during these times? Now you come to me? This is where we're looking at the church. We're facing a lot of things in our church today. But again, we can't be Christians in the closet. What I mean, we need to speak up more. When we have the elections, less of these midterm elections coming up, Do just a little research. Do not listen what the news media tells you, okay? And, you know, you hear this term, fake news, and it's out there. I dealt with a lot of politicians. They say one thing one day and say the complete opposite the next day because they try to make, they try to please the group they're talking to for that day. They just want to be reelected. They want that money. They want those checks coming in, so they say anything they want just to keep on going, right? So, again, you know, you can't be Christians in the closet. So do some research when these elections come up. You could get on the website and look at what they say. Really look where they stand. See where they voted on in the past, okay? Make a difference. Don't just stand back anymore. We need to stand up instead of standing back. You know, the church is a place of worship, to praise, to save souls. That's what church is. We don't want to come through the door with fear. Okay? We can't have fear in our hearts coming to church. We need to thank Him and forget about that outside when we come in. Focused on Him. And we need to let people see God through us. When people start saying negative things about the church, show them what your beliefs are. Tell them that no, God's in control. Be a testimony to others about your church and about your salvation. Yes, there's perilous times out there. A lot of things in the news that could bring us down. All these shootings and everything that we're dealing with in our personal lives. But God's in control. I got a couple of verses here. I'm just going to read these out. You don't have to turn to them. In Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 55:22, cast all your cares on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never let the righteous be shaken. Psalms 23:4, yea, I walked through the valley of shadow of death, and I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So everything that I've talked about, everything that we're facing in our lives, if that puts us in our valleys, well, God will get us out of that valley. Okay? There's this little girl storming outside. I mean, shaking the windows, the rain hitting, lightning, thunder. She was scared. She was scared. So she had to get out of her bed and walk through that valley of her bedroom. Then she had to walk through that valley, the hallway, is that next valley she faced. Then she had to walk through her parents' bedroom, another valley, which there was fear all this time as she was stepping and going. She had that fear. She was in that valley. But when she jumped up in bed and her parents held her, there was comfort. Still storming outside, still raining, still lightning, thunder vibrating everything on the walls. But guess what? The little girl fell asleep because she was in her parents' arm. She felt comfortable. And that's what God is saying. Come to me. Come to my arms. Through these times, these valleys you're facing. Come to me and I'll direct you out of these things. I will comfort you. I will give you peace. I won't let you down. Just trust me. Just trust me. You know, we have to praise God in good times and bad. We had that lesson not long ago, James, in Sunday school. No matter what we face, we had this one Gideon that went to the doctor. And doctor said, guess what? The blood test came back. You're a diabetic. He said, praise God. He goes, no, I don't think you heard what I said. You're a diabetic. You have to put you on medicine, insulin. He said, I heard you. Praise God. He says, what's wrong? I mean, I don't get it. He says, hey, I'm glad I found out. Because if I didn't find out, that could have destroyed my body. It could have destroyed my eyes, my feet, and everything else. So God brought me to you to find out I had a condition, health condition. I'm taking medicine for it. Praise God. He's helping me now. That's the answer to prayer sometimes that we have. A lot of times we ask for certain things. We don't get exactly what we want. But he's going to give us what we need. Okay. Gives us what we need. May ask for a brand new car, but he may give us your bicycle. You still got transportation. Be happy with what you got, right? Be proud of what you got. Like I said, don't think about the things you don't have. Think about the things you do have and thank God for them. Now, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, I'm going to close with this verse. Now, we had a Gideon prayer meeting Monday. It was a couple weeks ago, Monday night. And this verse was brought up in that prayer time. Philippians 4 through 7. And Alita said, guess what? I brought a little plaque. I brought home. I found a little discount. I picked it up. Philippians 4, verse 6. I said, you know what? I got to add that in my message. That's twice in a couple of weeks that has brought that word, that verse came to me. So I have to use it. So Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Do us hear amen? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, so keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the plaque that Lita gave me is a different version, but it's easier to understand. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. Okay? So all these things that we're facing in our lives, all these shootings, all the things we struggle with in our lives, he's saying, turn to me. Turn to me. Pray about it. Like I said earlier, we don't have unless we ask, right? Pray about it. Come to him, and he'll give you what you need. He will give you that comfort. So, you know, I'm just looking at the faces that just, do we have that comfort? Is that what we come here for, to get that comfort? Or do we just come here just to show up saying, I did my Wednesday night and check it off the calendar? Or are we coming here for a reason, to really praise and worship God, ask him for, you know, for thanksgiving for what he has done in our lives, and just really that we're blessed more than what you really think. In this country, there is people that cannot be in a church service. There's people in other countries that are getting killed for their religious beliefs. We are so blessed. Maddie could probably tell stories when she gets back how blessed this country is, how blessed we are to have a church that got air conditioning, padded pews, fellow believers that are real close with. They're more than friends. We're family. This is our church family. We care about each other. We bring up our prayers for each other because we care, because we love everybody. That's church, guys. That's church. You know, when we walk through those doors, things are different. But it shouldn't be. Let people see the joy in our hearts. Yeah, we got struggles. Yeah, I got struggles. Finances. I got trouble with my car. I got this problems going on. I don't want to watch news with all the things. No, keep your head high. What kind of Christian are we if we walk around with our heads down with a sad look on our face? Does people want that? Oh, I want what he has. I want that sad face. No, be joyous. Let everybody see. Again, we're faced with a lot of things in society today. Keep your head high and do something. Pray about it. Pray constantly to get us through these things. Now we'll have an altar call. James, would you mind stepping up to the side here? We're going to have altar. And Jeremiah, you got something to play? A lot of times we don't really know a person's heart. I've been in this church where I thought people were saved. But come to find out, after a couple years later, they came up here and gave their lives to Christ. And go, wow, we don't know. God knows. You want to come up to James and say, hey, look, you know what? I'm struggling with some things in my life. Come up and say, you know, James, help me pray for this. Because when two or more are gathered, he's with us. So if there's something you're struggling with, Alita, would you come up here? Maybe you don't want to talk to James. There's a female that want to talk to a female. More comfortable, Alita would be up here, okay? So there's something in your heart you want to pray about, things that we're facing in our lives. Just come up and pray. People online, I know you're not here, but say that prayer at home too. God hears you. God hears you. Thank you, Jeremiah. All right, John, would you close us in prayer? Amen. Thank you, guys. I love you. Be safe. Stay out of heat. Drink plenty of water. Take your medication like you're supposed to.